In today's broadcast, military-civilian tensions boil over in Sudan, and church planters find success in Bangladesh. Listen closely, because there's a place for you in every story. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News. First, protesters in Sudan gathered over the slow pace toward civilian-led elections in the wake of Omar al-Bashir stepping down in April. But on Monday, Sudan's military abandoned the talks and security forces opened fire on the protesters, killing 35. Spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs candidate Greg Musselman says,
"They fanned out all around Khartoum, shooting on protesters. You know, video has been emerging. People that have been killed, the wounded. Situation has gone really sideways. And it's very discouraging for those that were hoping for Sudan to, you know, finally get out from under that terrible dictatorship."
On Tuesday, the ruling military council called for elections in 9 months. Despite the announcement, the horrors of Monday's events are already giving way to disillusionment. So how does this connect to the persecuted church? For Christians, says Musselman, the revolution initially brought the hope of more religious freedom. The events of this week instead brought keen disappointment.
If there is more of a democracy, there hopefully, prayerfully will be more freedom to be able to evangelize and to share the message of Jesus' love. And what can we do? We need to be praying for the situation in Sudan.
Next, according to the Pew Research Center, one in every three people worldwide are Christian. Would that be different if Pentecost never happened? Recall what's written in Acts 2 about the day of Pentecost. God's Holy Spirit fell on the apostles, and they proclaimed his gospel to people from every nation who were in Jerusalem that day. Now, this basic idea, getting Christ's message of hope to every tribe and tongue, is the heartbeat behind the Alliance for the Unreached. As Dave Myers of Zimzam Global describes,
"It's a consortium of like-minded, you know, organizations and ministries for one single purpose, and that's getting the gospel out to those who've never heard."
And each year on Pentecost Sunday, Alliance members, including Mission Network News, call on Christians to make the world's 2 billion unreached people a priority.
"We're rallying together, cooperating and collaborating together to proclaim the message of Jesus Christ around the world, specifically for those without access to the gospel."
The Alliance put together a webcast to mark the International Day for the Unreached, which is coming up on Sunday. Visit us online for the details.
"We are practicing that principle of, you know, one body unifying together, moving forward for the Great Commission. We want to see that list of over 2 billion people without access to the gospel diminished. Pray that we would really make headway into the darkness, and that we would see God penetrate the hearts and transform, you know, lives."
And a part of FMI's work includes supporting pastors and church planters while their congregations mature. FMI measures maturity through financial independence and the ability to multiply. Yesterday, we mentioned Pastor Tomal from Bangladesh. As a supported pastor, FMI's Bruce Allen says Tomal is strategically shepherding his congregation to maturity.
"He's working with all 20 of his church members to train all of them in evangelism. And then he takes them out a few at a time with him as he's doing pioneer evangelism. And he says, this way I get to observe them, I get to help them, and he really leads by example, and the people are learning from his example."
Pastor Tomal financially invests in his church members too. He's purchased goats for the congregation to care for and then sell the milk. And with the profits, he's also teaching them about giving.
"It is crucial in the life of these churches, and I'm grateful that someone like Tomal is teaching the congregations at the earliest stages of their own infancy what generosity looks like and why it's important so that the church can mature."
Get the rest of Pastor Tomal's story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. A picture tells a thousand words, and this month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria, and it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. It's also a reminder to pray. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.